then you're talking about the God particle. We've heard quite a bit about that over there in Switzerland, the Holy Grail of physics. Give us a quick word on that.
I have to admit, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
I am not a science major.
Yeah.
And just like crystallography, who somebody won the Nobel Prize for, I couldn't explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
The God particle is a subatomic particle
mm-hmm.
that accounts for the existence of matter and diversity in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Technion was charged with building and monitoring its particle detectors
mm-hmm.
And apparently came through. I'm sorry, I'm just not...
Well, they call it the Higgs boson or God particle.
Right.
And you say Israel was involved in...
a team from Technion, a major science university. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now all we have to do is make sure that we find God. And
that would help.
That's
yes.
been the problem. The problem is that Israel's been running from her God for a very long period of time. And, and it's not just Israel, friends, it's all over the world. And God is calling us in this ultimate moment of human history to embrace Him as the creator of the universe. And I trust that you will take that seriously in this time. And when we do, we will be even more greatly blessed than even what Marcella has been telling us about all of these developments in Israel. Marcella, thank you so much. You've been a real encouragement to us. And friends, get a copy of the book. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries will put Tiny Dynamo in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. Make sure you get my new book, King of the Mountain, The Eternal Epic and Time Battle, where he who rules the Temple Mount rules the world. You'll find it there on our website. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, to become a vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Catherine Hallbrecht. And hi, Catherine, how are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan, I'm doing terrific. It's so good to be back on your show.
Well, it's good to have you. I'm sorry for the mix-up in times, but I appreciate you being with us. And hopefully next month, why we'll just be back on the regular schedule. It won't be quite so late for you.
Well, I'm happy to be here anytime.
What are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, you know, what I wanted to talk about was sort of the latest iteration of what the RFID people, the people who want to put tracking devices on all the consumer products, they originally called their plan the Internet of Things. And the idea is that instead of an Internet where we all have all the addresses of all the different websites we want to visit, we would have an Internet of physical objects. And it's kind of hard to wrap your head around that. Like right now, what the Internet is it is a way of connecting individual computers all across the globe to one another so that I can see information stored on someone else's computer and vice versa. But what they want to do is move beyond simply connecting computers to one another to kind of this global web of communication and instead begin connecting physical objects to this web of communication. And the term has now been updated. There's a new term that's been coined. It's called the Internet of Everything. And Cisco is one of the big companies. Cisco, of course, big internet technology They make physical hardware, they make software, they make all this stuff. Cisco is one of the companies that wants to create this Internet of Everything, and they've got a pretty disturbing website that goes into a whole lot of detail of exactly what this is going to do. They've got a PDF that says, embracing the Internet of Everything to capture your share of $14.4 trillion. So this is the direction they want to go. They are bemoaning the fact that fewer than 1% of objects on Earth are currently linked up to the Internet or have sentience or are able to communicate information about themselves to this sort of global network of communication. And they're looking forward to the day when 100% of physical objects on planet Earth will be wired up to one another and to the global brain so that everything you do, from take a cup of coffee and walk down the street to set your foot onto a sidewalk, will all be monitored and measured. It's mind-blowing.
Well, basically, this sounds very much like the smart meters, where everybody's going to have a smart meter on their house, and then certainly all of our appliances are going to have chips in them. They call them smart appliances. And, of course, then they can communicate with our smart meter, and basically anybody who wanted to could find out if we were using the coffee maker or when we were doing our laundry. And then, of course, this would all hook up to the smart grid, and that would, of course, expand this control over everything. And the average individual sort of shakes their head and says, I don't understand. I mean, in many ways, it doesn't make sense. And yet, of course, if you've read the scriptures, why we're told the time will come, you'll never be able to buy or sell or do really anything unless you wear the mark of the beast to be known by the number of his name. And basically, this is my thought when we talk about this. What are your thoughts on it?
Absolutely. This ties directly in with the mark of the beast. They're building his body. They're building all of the nerve cells and nerve endings so that, you know, IBM calls it the planetary skin. They're building a body. And I'll tell you, the thing that's going to incorporate itself into that body is not good.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have to ask yourself, well, why would anybody in their right mind want to just do something like this? I mean, certainly the computers are wonderful, but why would they want to do this? Why? Because these people are not in the right mind. They have a different worldview, because I believe they're energized by a far different spiritual force than Christians worship.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free. That's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freestrikeye.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freestrikeye.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freestrikeye.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freestrikeye.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freestrikeye.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Catherine is just saying, you know, it's certainly that she and I come from one worldview. We're coming from a Christian point of view, and we don't like this, the way things are going, where everything is certainly going to become part of this mass, this electronic mass, this nebulous form that's out there that will control and regulate everything. In fact, you won't even really need people so much. It'll all be, everything will be electronic. And the average individual can't imagine these things are happening, but they are happening. They're happening at a phenomenal speed. And sometimes, you know, as my life goes on in many ways as it has in the past, and yet when I see what's happening on the internet, and I can go up on the internet, I can look up anything I want to know, and they can give me great details about this. But certainly every aspect of our life is changing. Society is changing. Monitoring is changing. We are being watched at every turn. There's certainly all sorts of new things, 30,000 drones up in the sky watching us. Oh well, that has to do with the terrorists. No, ladies and gentlemen, has it never to do with the terrorists? We're financing the terrorists. I mean, certainly, who is, you think, is financing Al Qaeda in Syria? Well, you're not supposed to ask that. Well, we're fighting them up there in Afghanistan. Yes, we had about 500,000 men up there fighting 100 Al Qaeda terrorists. So much of what's going on in the world today doesn't make sense. Recently, Israel released 1,027 convicted terrorists. Israel released 1,027 convicted terrorists. 400 of them were convicted murderers. Many of them were multi-murderers. They did this to get back one soldier. Can you explain that logically? Of course you can't explain it logically, because it isn't logical no matter what you say. And then we look at the things that are happening electronically. The world is being transformed before our very eyes, and every aspect of our life is changing. We're being constantly monitored, and everything we do can be watched and monitored and followed and tracked. Go right ahead, Catherine.
Yeah, so the idea that somehow you would be able to take every object on Earth, and the RFID people say everything from sewing needles to jumbo jets, equip them with basically a way to be tracked and a way to communicate information about themselves, where they've been, what state they're in, whether they're moving, whether they're not moving, you know, that kind of information. And then linking every physical object on Earth into this centralized database really is, if you think about it, very much what we saw going on in the Garden of Eden, because obviously, God has the power, as the Bible tells us. He numbers the hairs on our heads. He knows each time a sparrow falls from the sky. There is nothing on earth that he is not aware of, because, of course, he made the whole earth, and he is omnipotent, he is omniscient, he is omnipresent, and he knows all things. Well, Satan, on the other hand, of course, in the Garden of Eden, made it very clear that he wanted to have the powers of God. He rebelled against God and took a third of the angels with him, turning them into demons, basically, by following him. But what was it that he promised Eve when he held out the forbidden fruit and tempted her with it? He said, well, God said, if you eat that fruit, you will surely die. And I believe that that fruit was technology. If you take this tempting thing, you will have powers, but you will die. And of course, the serpent said to Eve, you won't die. He's only saying that. He just doesn't want you to have powers like him. But if you eat the fruit, you will become gods, having the power that God has. And of course, Eve was tempted. She ate the fruit. So did Adam. And here we are today. But the temptation really is to have the powers of God and to try to believe that we can become like God, that we would have the power. If you look at what the transhumanists say, the power of immortality. You simply upload your soul into the system, and then you never have to die. You can just live on in bits and bytes. There's no biological parts to wear out or get cancer or grow old. You will live forever within the machine. So all of these promises, I believe, are Satan's way of trying to emulate or imitate the powers of God. And, of course, he doesn't have the powers to do that himself. He has to work through human beings to create these sorts of things. And I believe that that's what's being created right now. If you talk about the system that nets or that ties or knits all of this together, we have two names we call it by. We call it the web, and where there is a web, there is a spider. We also call it the net, and where there is a net, there's a predator, and there is something being caught in the net. And if you take a look at the pictures of the Internet that is crisscrossing the globe and all the interconnected, just of the baby Internet that we have right now, not this Internet of everything that's coming, you can already see this crisscrossing line of a web or a net that is already beginning to encircle the entire globe. And at some point, what's going to happen is these artificial powers of God, the power to create and destroy life, the power to create immortality of a sort, all of these powers of God are being perverted. So the fact that God knows when the sparrow falls from the sky, there are these transhumanists and these RFID people who want to put an RFID tag on every single bird on planet Earth. There are entire swaths of the ocean where they've placed an RFID tag on all of the animals in the ocean. They've tagged the starfish and the shrimp and the everything, the sharks, you name it, and they track it all. They have sensors on the surface of the ocean that float up and down to tell exactly the position of the tides and the temperature of the sea. They now have sensor devices they can put into the trees that don't even require power. They're powered by the actual vibrations of the wind. Give them enough power to communicate and create a sensor network so that each tree is communicating back to a central location within the forest that then communicates to a tower, which then communicates again to the global brain. So as you look at this and you begin to understand, the dark thing that is animating this is building a physical body. And again, it's not just me, the Christian, saying this. It is the people on the other side. As I mentioned, IBM is creating that, quote, smarter planet. And a big part of that is the planetary skin. And they talk about creating a planetary nervous system, a planetary brain, a planetary, you know, they talk about the Earth and what they're building, the structure that they're building upon the Earth in the exact same terms that we would describe a human body. You know, if I put my hand on the stove, the reason I know to pull my hand away is because there are millions of nerve endings all over my skin. And when they make contact with something, they send a message directly back to the brain. Well, that's what they want to build into everything on Earth, so that when you turn the toaster on in your house, the brain recognizes that toast is cooking in, you know, Dr. Stan's kitchen. That when I brush my teeth, the brain knows that Catherine Albrecht picked up a toothbrush and put a certain brand of toothpaste on it and ran the water for this many seconds and used up this many liters of precious resource. And then she flushed the toilet and then she put on this particular dress. This is the level of detail that they want. And in the same way that whenever you talk about the powers of God and then you talk about Satan's perversion of it, he does it to everything that God has given us as a gift. I mean, you think about the beautiful gift of marriage and love between a man and a woman. One of the most beautiful things that God's ever created. You look at Satan's version, you know, pornography and prostitution. It's dirty. It's filthy. It's wrong. It's kind of there. You know, it's like 6/7 of the way there. Kind of, I think about the 666 being like sort of almost the way to the perfect number of seven, but it never is actually going to get there no matter how many sixes you add on. So it's a perverse version. And when you look around, and I want people listening, the next time you're out in public and you're in the bank or you're in the store and you look up and you see the dome, the gray glass dome of the eyeball that is being placed into virtually every public space you go, the watching camera, you need to recognize that is the eye of this thing that is being built. And the thing that is being built, the Bible is very clear on this, and many writers throughout all of history have recognized this and written about it in various ways, you know, like the Lord of the Rings, even Tolkien wrote about this too. That it's very clear that once this thing is built, it will, that a dark spirit will come and animate it, occupy it, take over, be the actual entity that animates the global brain. And at that point, that entity coming to life will then have the power of life and death, omniscience, omnipresent, omnipotence, but a perverse version that will never come close to what God actually has. And I want to reassure everyone listening, there is a line in the Bible that I think is very reassuring when you think about this and you recognize what's coming. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And that means no matter how much this thing comes and occupies all of this stuff and brings it to life, there is something occupying me and you and all people who are members of the body of Christ who recognize and worship the one true God who created us. There is something so much greater in us that we will overcome this. This is a period of time when I think we really need to do two things. Number one, proclaim the truth, because so many people are lost in darkness right now. And number two is familiarize ourselves with God's word, which he's given us through the Bible, and read it fervently and understand exactly what it says so that you will not be deceived and so that you have the discernment in your spirit to recognize that millions of people walking around entranced by their spell phones. That's what I call them. It's like you're in a trance. You're under a spell. That's not healthy. That's not how we were meant to live. The children, I just talked about this on my own radio show earlier this week, but they're playing video games to learn how to cook. And one of them is called Cooking Mama. And it's, you know, your fake mama in this video game teaches you how to fakely cook fake vegetables. You know, this is not healthy. This is not right. This is fake. And people need to wise up to it and really embrace what's real and get rid of what's not.
And, you know, Chris, if you look and see what's going on, you really analyze it. Why is it that it almost seems like there is no hope out there? I mean, basically, this thing is moving at the most phenomenal pace. I mean, certainly it started out slowly, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, and now it's accelerating and doubling in knowledge and power, and regulation is increasing so rapidly. But if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, if you don't understand that God is still in charge and he does have a plan, what we're seeing today would appear to be hopeless, but it's not hopeless, at least not those who know the Lord. We'll be back in a moment.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Stan and Catherine is talking, certainly, about what we're told in the scriptures, that the time will come when we'll be forced to take the mark of the beast or be forced to be beheaded. And certainly, terrible things are going to happen at some time if the people simply will not give in and do exactly what they're told to. And yet, of course, if you're a Christian, you cannot certainly acknowledge the leadership of the enemy. You're going to have to take a stand, and some of us may not survive. But ladies and gentlemen, certainly this is going on over certainly in many of the Muslim countries today, where we've destroyed the secular governments, we've imposed these radical Islamic governments, and the Christians, there used to be 10% of the population of Iraq was Christian, thanks to American foreign policy and America's heroic action. 90% of the Christians have been driven out of Iraq, the rest are trying to flee. The same thing is true certainly in Egypt today, the same thing is true in Syria today, where we are backing the people who are killing the Christians, and the secular government of President Assad is trying to preserve and protect the Christians. We live in a world gone mad, but I really believe that God is going to bring his judgment on America and all the people in this country who profess to be Christians, and yet are just too busy having the good time or enjoying just going to church and just playing all the little church games, to take a stand for righteousness in a time of moral crisis. And believe me, this is a time of moral crisis. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And tragically, most Christians fail at this time and have been tried and found wanting. Go right ahead, Catherine.
Yeah, so I was saying this, the Bible's very clear that when this time comes that people will be beheaded. And I know that that's a really frightening prospect for most people to think, oh my gosh, you know, to actually have my head chopped off. Well, let me just say a couple of things about that. I have two things. One is a practical thing and one is a spiritual thing. That you know that if the devil had his way, he would not just chop people's heads off. He would torture them. He would pull out your fingernails and gouge out your eyes and leave you, you know, twisting and hanging for as long as he could get away with. What I find so interesting, of all the possible ways that a human being could die, beheading is perhaps the least painful because it is instantaneous and it severs the brain pathways from the place where the pain would be felt. So it is instantaneous and relatively painless. In fact, some would say entirely painless. So I think that's actually kind of interesting when we think about the kind of death that our Lord Jesus Christ suffered. the torturous death of having nails nailed into his hands, of hanging from a cross, hanging from those wounds, and you know the ridicule and the public display of him up there on the cross, and the scourging and the blood and the crown of thorns and all the things that he went through, physical agony, in addition to all the other things that were happening during the crucifixion. We will be spared that, and I truly do believe that that is by the grace of God, that he is at least setting parameters and boundaries when it actually says that the beast will overcome the saints, will fight against them and will overcome them. But I believe that the reason that they will be beheaded instead of tortured is because God says, no, you can go this far and no further. But now here's the other piece. I said that there's a physical piece and a spiritual piece to take heart. If, I don't know that we're that generation. In fact, I believe we're probably not. But if we are, here's the reason to take heart. And that is because everyone who refuses to take the mark of the beast, you've heard about the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign, when people will actually live directly with Christ on heaven on earth, basically, for the thousand-year period of time. The only people who get to experience that thousand-year period of time are those who are beheaded for the testimony of Christ for not taking the mark of the beast. And this is actually, I rarely ever hear anybody talk about this, but it's Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. And may I read it?
You please do.
All right. It says, "And I saw thrones." Now, this is, of course, the Apostle John seeing the vision of Revelation. "And they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark on their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection." So the only people who take part in that millennial reign are those who are beheaded for refusing to take the mark of the beast. That's quite a reward.
It certainly is. And basically, of course, these things are so important to study and to think about and to contemplate. I think that we're moving into probably the most difficult time in the history of our nation, the most difficult time in our lives. How soon it's coming, I have no idea. But I think as I keep my ear to the ground and talk to people certainly who have their finger on the pulse of what's taking place in the Middle East today, why I think we're on the verge of some dramatic and terrible changes.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan, and Catherine's just saying that people have been already for hundreds of years have been waiting for Christ to return and the thought of reigning with him. But basically, of course, if you read the Revelation, especially Revelation 20, it talks about the people who will reign with him, but those are the people who are actually beheaded because they had the courage to suddenly to stand for Christ when the chips were down. And I think all of us are going to have to think very seriously as suddenly this whole house of cards comes down. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're a post-Christian nation. Our government has been taken over by people who hate Christians and hate Christianity, which is why we're financing the people who are killing the Christians over there, suddenly, in the Middle East today. I mean, the Saud, who we are opposing, is supporting and protecting the Christians. The Islamic terrorists in Syria, who we are financing and backing, are the ones who are killing the Christians. The same thing is true, certainly in Iraq. The same thing is true in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya today. And the Christians over there, traditionally about 10% of the population, are being driven out by the people that are being backed by our government. Now, the average Christian in America can't believe that. Oh, that couldn't be true. It is true. And one day there's going to be terrible repercussions because the Christians in America have just been too busy to even stop and look and see what's happening and question it. And the time is going to come where you're each going to have to be prepared to make a choice. And you're going to have to know, and I hope you already made up your mind, which side you're going to be on. Go right ahead, Catherine.
Yeah, and you know, the Bible also tells us that people will marvel, that their jaws are going to hang open in amazement at the powers of the beast, and they will say, who is like the beast, and who is able to make war with him, who's able to fight against him? All of the developments that we're seeing are really going down two different paths right now, the technological developments. There are immense amounts of money going into surveillance and warfare, and obviously, the surveillance component is the part that says all people, rich and, you know, rich and poor, free and bond, everybody on the earth. Well, how are you going to find everybody on the earth unless you have eyes in every building, unless you have Google Glass on every set of, every forehead walking around surveilling and monitoring and reporting back to the global brain? So the surveillance component is an understandable and in a way, creepy way, creepily, there we go. One of the dark components of this, because it means that the eyes and the ears of this system are being built around us right now. And for all of this to happen, you've got to have that degree of omniscience and also the ability to threaten people militarily. And all of these abilities are being created right now all around us. Now, rather than quake in your boots and try to figure out, well, how do I save my family and get survival food and find a bunker and go underground, I would encourage people, and, you know, those are all fine things to do. I think it's good to be prepared. I'm originally from L.A. where we had earthquakes, and it's a good idea to have water and food and, you know, to think about physical survival. But we really do have to, as the body of Christ, as people who have already worked out our own salvation with fear and trembling, we have to be like the crew of the Titanic. And instead of running around trying to figure out how to save our own skin, we've got to run around and figure out how to convince everybody else that the ship is going down so that they will actually get into the lifeboat that's being provided to them. And I really think we need to move out of our comfortable, you know, Christian churches where we just kind of sit in our pews and sing and start really thinking about an active outreach in which we openly proclaim the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus Christ over all of this. in which those of us who are Christians put aside our fear and our nervousness about being judged or feeling embarrassed or shamed or maybe losing social advantages or other things that keep us quiet, and throw all that to the wind, because whatever social advantage you think you're gaining by keeping your faith under wraps and by not saying the truth when you know it, that social advantage is going to fly to the wind, and it's going to wind up costing you for eternity. So I've really come to the point, as you know, Dr. Stan, I almost died of breast cancer. I had stage 3C breast cancer and 12 positive lymph nodes metastatically taken over by cancer. So, you know, I've been, I would say, to hell and back, although I don't think I'll ever go quite there, I certainly hope. But I've been through a lot. And one of the things, after 14 years of being an activist and being in the public eye and having a radio program and testifying before the Federal Trade Commission and being appointed by the governor to be an RFID expert here in the state of New Hampshire, all these things that I've done, I had always been a little bit careful. You know, I don't want them to think I'm a not type. I better keep it under my hat. I'll tell you, when I came that close to death, I realized all of us are only a heartbeat away, potentially, from not being here tomorrow. And so when you recognize that, a lot of the fear that we have, what would happen if I spoke the truth? A lot of that goes away. You know, not only the truth of what I know about Christ, what I know about good and evil, what I sense happening across this globe, but the truth about, you know, people that I love, people that I care about, people that, you know, I've become much more open about what I really think, and much more open in telling people that I appreciate them, and much more open in enjoying the things that you know, maybe somebody would say is silly. If you listen to my radio show, I laugh a lot, I play a lot of music, a lot of it's goofy. You know, but I think deeply about these topics, and the Bible calls us to be like little children. And I think we need to be open, we need to be honest, and we need to rise and shine. If you read Isaiah 60, it talks about rise and shine. It doesn't mean get out of bed. It means to rise up and be visible and to shine. And we don't shine. The Lord shines through us to let his light shine through us onto this globe. And why do we need to do that? Well, Isaiah 60 tells us so clearly, because darkness will cover the earth and thick darkness will cover the people. And that is why nations will come to the brightness of our rising, not because we're amazing. I mean, I'm a sinner just like anybody else. But because if we get out of the way and call in the Holy Spirit to work through us and in us, then that light that will shine through us. In fact, if anybody listening says, wow, I like that Catherine Albrecht, let me tell you, if you like anything I'm saying, it's because I'm speaking the Lord's truth. It's his light. It's him shining. And the same with you, Dr. Stan. I mean, you do this on your radio program. I'm sure a large part of why people tune into your show is because they sense the light shining through you, illuminating the darkness, revealing the truth, revealing the lies, shining. And again, you know, as much as I love you and I think you're wonderful, it's the Lord shining through you. It's the Lord shining through me that truly brightens up the rooms that we walk into. And the listeners have that too. There are good, godly men and women out there who are not living that potential. You can't just say, oh, I'm a Christian and go to church. You have to get closer and closer to the heart of God until you walk with him daily, until you are right next to his heart, and until he's next to and inside of your heart. And at that point, then you move from being a pawn on this little chessboard out here, this battle that's raging all around us, to being a major player on that chessboard. And when the Lord moves you, things will move. And the number one prayer people can pray, if you haven't found the Lord, ask him to find you and save you, and he will do it. If you have found him, ask him to use you to actually figure out how, you know, and you won't figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. Nobody can figure it out. But tell him, I'm here signing up for duty reporting, sir. And he will put you to work. He'll put the work in front of you, and all you have to do is agree to do it. And he is looking. I'm telling you, he needs an army right now because the enemy has an army. You know, turn on the TV. You don't think the enemy has an army? Turn on the radio. Turn on, you know, go to a Hollywood movie, or don't, thank you. The enemy has a tremendous army with money and resources and media exposure, but God does too, and that's us. And as I'll say it again, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And if we just get out of the way and allow him to shine through us, man, he's going to move mountains using the Christians on this planet in coming years. Wait and see. It's going to be amazing.
Well, you know, I really marvel and I'm constantly amazed at why I'm here doing what I'm doing at my age. I mean, I should be simply traveling or just having a good life, but I believe God is, certainly wants me here. He's provided a wife who will work with me and sacrifice and do all the so much of the work that I could never do. She's wonderfully talented, and he provided it to me in the middle of my life when my life was going one direction. Suddenly everything changed, and Barbara became and I were married. But I believe, of course, that God works through you. He works through me. He works through a number of people who have a voice today. And what a wonderful privilege it is to be able to get on the radio and certainly not have to worry about getting fired by somebody because we're expressing the truth and be able to talk about the Lord, be able to talk about the spiritual events, the unfolding of events, and be able to actually touch people's lives. And I know you've touched many people's lives, and I've had many people write or call me to tell me the tremendous impact that the message we have. It is not my message. It is God's message that's going out, as you say, through us. And how fortunate we are today.
It's really a blessing. And I take heart in a way when I think about the things that are coming, because if the world, okay, well, let me say this. The world's going to hell. I think we would all agree. It's going to hell in a handbasket. It's going to hell pretty quickly, literally and figuratively. I mean, we're in trouble. The world is going in a bad direction. If that's all that was going on, I got to tell you, I'd be a little bit stressed out. But the fact that the world is going wrong in precisely the way that the Bible tells us it was going to go wrong 2,000 years ago, to me, is the most reassurance I could possibly find. If it were going crazy and haywire in a totally different way that didn't match the Bible, then I'd go, whoa, wow, this is kind of scary. But the fact that it is happening precisely the way we're told it would happen, everything from the turbulence in the Middle East to the omniscience that is being built in, to the cashlessness that is coming, to the global brain that is organizing itself and about to take form, all of that is so precisely what the Bible told us to expect, that if this part is true, and John never could have seen this part coming, but if this part is true, the rest of it is true too. And the wonderful, the beauty of the Bible and of the gospel story and of the story of the redemption and the salvation of mankind is that we win. God wins. You know, this is a trifle to him. And he does prevail, I mean, in a spectacular and beautiful way. When we get to live and reign, I don't know if it'll be our generation, but when the generation, the last generation of human beings to proclaim the name of Christ gets to live and reign with him in that millennial reign, it's incredible. And the descriptions of heaven, the descriptions of the joy and the worship and the peace and the beauty that just flows out through heaven is such an encouragement. So this right now, this is a blip on the screen. You know, this is a tiny moment. It's a blink in history, and there is all eternity stretching before us. And so the decisions that we make now are so critically important. And again, go ahead and buy your survival food and get your guns. You know, I believe in that and encourage people to do it. But the real survival, the real protection, the real defense is something you're not going to be able to buy. You're not going to be able to stockpile it, bury it in the ground. It's something that's going to have to be in your spirit and in your heart. And it's available freely to everybody, which is the cool part.
I think you're absolutely right. But you know what? What's so exciting to me is to read the scriptures and think back through history. And basically, because I was a minor in history when I was in college, a long time ago, 60 years ago, I guess it was, a lot more than that. But I was always fascinated by history and certainly and looking and seeing what was going on. I learned a lot of things weren't true, but I have learned a lot since then, some of which is true. And, you know, basically we go back and we look at Isaiah 17. It talks about the city of Damascus that is going to be destroyed. And basically Damascus has been around there for about 3,000 years, and it's never been destroyed. Now, it's not destroyed yet. Some of the suburbs are getting pretty well destroyed. But I think it's simply as we see this war continuing, and it's almost as if it has no end, I wouldn't be at all surprised, and I'm not saying it's going to happen because I'm not a prophet, but I do know that the prophet Isaiah told in Isaiah 17 that the city of Damascus was going to be destroyed, and certainly this is one of the events that's happening towards the end of recorded time. And we can just, well, it almost disappears, that we may very well see that in the not-too-distant future. We actually certainly see that the center of so much of what's going on in the world is not over in Indonesia, where they have, you know, hundreds of millions of people, and certainly it's not in China, where they have 1.3 billion people. So much of the center of what's going on in the world today is taking place in Israel and Palestine and the adjacent nations. And why is suddenly so much of the attention of the world focused on this little tiny area when hundreds of thousands of people are starving in Somalia and in Africa? And yet our attention is focused certainly on the Near East and the Middle East at this time. And the question is why? Well, I believe, of course, you can see God's hand in everything going on today, and certainly the significance and importance of Jerusalem and Temple Square and all of these events. It's almost as if there's a master script and we're seeing it unfolding before our very eyes.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? It really is. And it's unfolding in exactly the way we were told that it would. You know, generations, hundreds and hundreds of years said Israel will never become a nation again. They're scattered all over the globe, and they're successful, and they're thriving economically and socially and culturally in all these different countries, everywhere from Argentina to Poland to Germany to the U.S. There's no way that they will ever become a nation again. And when World War II occurred and Israel was reconstituted afterwards as a nation, I got to tell you, there were a whole lot of people who pulled their Bibles out and went, yikes, this stuff is coming true. You know, I read this, and I can't remember who to attribute it to, but it really struck me that it was kind of a joke. They said, well, you know, if you want evidence that it's pretty amazing that the Jews have come back, let's think of some other ancient people. How about the Sumerians? Are they coming back? Did they manage to keep their culture for thousands of years? What about the Hittites? Are they still out there? What about the Amorites? Are they still a culture? And you think back, and there are no cultures that have survived all of that span of time in really pretty much any region of the globe to be intact, to have their religion and their language and their culture and their religious practices and all of that intact all these years later. But the Jews have done that despite being dispersed all over the globe, reunited, collected back, and taken back to Jerusalem. And, of course, Jerusalem, we're told in the Bible, will be a heavy stone, and all nations that try to interact with Jerusalem or come up against Jerusalem will be harmed in the process. And you take a look at what happens now around Jerusalem, and, you know, it's a hotbed. Anybody who messes with it is going to get burned, including the U.S. We really need to probably stand back militarily from those places.
Well, I agree with you totally. And ladies and gentlemen, the Hebrew language was not used. I mean, it just wasn't used. And I mean, after almost 2,000 years, the Hebrew language comes back again. The shekel, so they was, you know, we were told the shekel would be used again, but it didn't exist. But all of these things have come back. We have a wonderful, wonderful DVD series called The Final Countdown. We recommend it to you. We are seeing, I believe, the fulfillment of prophecy.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's.
or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, I do hope you enjoyed the hour with Catherine Albrecht. I look forward to it every month. I've met Catherine, and she is just as wholesome and wonderful as in real life as she is on the air. And we're just privileged to have her with us once a month to share her thoughts. She loves the Lord. She certainly is. She has her PhD. Her husband has a PhD. They certainly are part of academia or were part of academia. But they believe certainly that Jesus Christ is real, the promises are real, the prophecies are real, and so do I. And so I do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to her thoughts. And if you'd like more information on what's really going on today, let me suggest Pastor Billy Crone's wonderful DVD series, The Final Countdown. Now, each volume has either 5 or 6 DVDs in it. And there, well, we have 7 of them now. We'll have the 8th one before long. As you know, Pastor Billy actually is a regular guest on our programs. But his DVDs are certainly wonderful because he has so much film footage. Where he gets this, I will never know. But he does so much work to pull this all together. And certainly something that you can show to others and that you will actually see as you read the newspapers and read the magazines and watch television. You'll see the unfolding of the prophecies, the ancient prophecies today. I don't know what the whole future holds, but I believe we're living in truly prophetic times. And let me strongly recommend the DVD series, the first 7 volumes we have. It's called The Final Countdown. And then, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will help you put things into the spiritual perspective. The political events that are unfolding in this book has had an impact on some people's lives. It may affect you, it may not. But I think it's well worthwhile trying. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope, of course, you'll want to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, and certainly my talk on population control, the secret agenda. And if you get any one of them, if you'd like a copy of our publication called Population Control Agenda, takes you into the Georgia Guidestones and the truly diabolical plan that is being carried out today, just ask for a free copy. You can get it. Of course, you can get it on the internet. Just type in Population Control Agenda in my name, or certainly you can go to my website and pull it down. It's well worthwhile getting, it's well worthwhile reading, and it will begin to prepare you for the difficult times that lie ahead. And I think it may very well be very difficult to be a Christian in the time that lies ahead. I just don't know what's going to happen. It's conceivable that America, because it's not mentioned in the scriptures, is not going to go through the same things that are going on over in Europe, but terrible things are going to happen here. Under any circumstances, if you haven't heard, certainly our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or the DVD, Ambassador Henry Cooper, who happens to be a personal friend, Ambassador Henry Cooper and the threat of an EMP attack. We recommend those two, one a DVD, for a DVD and the other for a CD set. And then, of course, the book, A Nation Forsaken, written by Michael Maloof. And Michael Maloof was 30 years with the Defense Department. And as just part of this small little group of people standing certainly on the shore, shouting into the wind, "Don't you see what's happening? Don't you see what's happening?" And basically, of course, if you begin looking and see what's going on, and you realize, of course, that almost nothing we believe is true. The media is tightly controlled by what I call is the Brotherhood of Darkness. They control and largely determine what we think and what we believe. While we were taught in school, it took me 20 or 30 years to unlearn all the things I learned in my history classes at college. And you need to unlearn what you have learned, too. And you need to begin to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to talk about what's going on financially in America today. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you for asking.
Well, why don't you just tell us what's going on? I look at those gold and silver prices, and they're up a little one day and down a little the next day and up a little the next day and then down a little bit. And basically, of course, I get a feeling that we are being manipulated, that our minds are being manipulated, that our reality is being manipulated, that certainly all of these markets are manipulated by those who actually working behind the scenes are able to create the reality that we live in.
Almost certainly. I was reading an article earlier today, and they were talking about the lack of major geopolitical developments in the world. And when you look around the world and you look at the geopolitical situations that we face, the uncertainty, I don't think it's ever been as great as it is today. So to me, it's not the lack thereof. It's just the way that when you have so much manipulation in the markets and the mainstream media controls what people hear and how they report things, they have created this illusion. And so there isn't anything that makes sense. It's like good news is bad news and bad news is good news. And we certainly see this in the prices of gold and silver. It's like there isn't anything that knows how to react because all these markets are rigged. So it's very difficult for them to react on the reality of the world situation, geopolitically, economically. Everything here in the States and around the world is in dire straits. And we don't see the signs. It's the illusion that they've created. But the truth is there. If anyone seeks to look, if they seek it, they can find it. And the truth is there, and that's what your program is about, and many other programs, is trying to find the truth and relay it to listeners so that they can also share the truth with those that they friends and family.
It's the most amazing things. The Federal Reserve is creating $85 billion a month and putting it into mortgages, certainly half of it into T-bonds, half of it into mortgage bonds. And basically, of course, it's trying to keep the whole thing from collapsing. The only thing that is keeping our economy going is this massive introduction of money into the monetary system. And of course, what this fiat money, your paper money does is simply to dilute the value of the existing currency, and they're laying the foundation certainly for the destruction of the entire monetary system. And all these people, certainly with their pensions and annuities and savings and bonds, and they really can't believe this whole house of cards is coming down. But it's not a matter, in my estimation, of if, but it's a matter of when. And we had, I don't know if you know John Williams, but he was our guest last night, and he feels exactly the same way.
It certainly is, and we talk about John Williams often on our program. He really has some great information, again providing the truth. And the European Central Bank came out today and talked about how they could implement a new monetary policy. But things aren't any better anywhere else, and it would certainly seem to be, it should be more bullish for gold than what it is.
And, right now, of course, talking about Greece, things are a lot better in Greece. Of course, they're going to have to take out a third loan. They've already taken out two loans. Each one was just a single loan. That's all they needed. And now they're going to have another loan. And basically, they tell you things are getting better, but they're really not. And basically, they're distorting our reality. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're talking about what's taking place financially. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But it's simply pointing out that China is having very real economic problems. They're not able to export as much as they have in the past to other countries. And basically, of course, they've built up a massive middle class, but it's all been built upon massive debt. And now, of course, they're going to have to start cutting back on all the money they're pumping into the economy, or the whole house of cards is coming down with rampant inflation. Japan is having very real problems over there, and they're not exporting as much as they have. And basically, of course, the government is trying to stimulate the economy by just doubling the amount of money that's in circulation. And they figure if they double the amount of money that's in circulation, they'll lower the value of the currency. And then, of course, their products, which will be valued in Japanese yen, will be much more easily sold throughout the rest of the world. The problem with that whole idea is that you steal half the value of the life savings of everybody living in Japan. I don't know whether the Japanese really understand that when you double the amount of money, you cut the value of their money in half, and all these people spending all their lives working so hard, and suddenly half of the value of their money is stolen from them in a year or two by their own government. And it's just like the Weimar Republic. It worked fairly well for a short period of time as they inflated the currency. But then the day of reckoning came. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, a discount gold and silver. Melody, go right ahead.
There isn't anything that is normal in the markets, everything. Usually I've always thought when there's some sort of an action, there's always a reaction, and we just haven't seen that in anything. After the initial 5 years ago when you had the impact on the markets and they began with the TARP program and funneling money into the markets, it just seems like nothing matters. And I guess it wouldn't matter because there's always the printing machine that continues to introduce, I should say, digits into the system in order to keep things flowing. So, but there is a day of reckoning that is coming. I believe it could collapse under the sheer weight of it. You just cannot continue to do what they're doing without some sort of severe consequences for the economy, for the country, and for the people who live in it and who are trying to survive. And everything is just all dog and pony show coming out of Washington. You have the budget, the U.S. budget, and the debt ceiling issues that are coming up to that we have to face. It's curtains. To open the curtains and the show will begin. I mean, we've done this before. The last time we had the big debt ceiling situation. Gold went from 1600 to 1900, and we had the credit, the U.S. Credit was downgraded, and you know, we saw that big reaction, and that's been 2 years so that we saw that. We certainly have seen a lot of pressure in gold since then. So I know things are difficult for folks. I know they're looking for answers. They're trying to find places where they can go to seek answers, to know what they can do with their funds. Very confusing for folks with their retirement funds, and there's a lot of misinformation that's floating around. And I believe folks need to ensure what they have. If they need to be in paper investments, just back it up with gold. Just insure it with gold. And that way you can diversify and be in paper if you want to be, if that's where you choose to be. And but at least it's insured with gold. And I wouldn't allow any stockbroker, any financial planner to tell me that I should only have 5% of my assets in gold. And someone, you know, when I hear that, I think, what's the point? They're missing the whole point because they have a different agenda for their clients. They don't want them to own gold because they don't make any money when they own gold, because they don't trade gold. And gold is a long-term investment, where their paper investments, they make all their fees in trading you in and out of your in your shares. And so that's one of the reasons they don't like you to own gold. I was told this weekend, Dr. Stan, that the financial planners told a person that I was speaking to that gold was a bad investment. Then he goes on to tell me that he knew that when Obama was elected, that he'd run this, he would bankrupt this country. And I'm thinking to myself, if you believe that, then how can you even think that gold is a bad investment? If folks out there are not making the connection, because these financial planners and the mainstream media and these financial programs, they're terrified of gold, is what I believe. I think it's an act of desperation. And I think that's the reason why there's so much pressure on gold.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm old enough. I remember when gold was $35 an ounce. I know today gold is about $1,300 and I think $30 now. It's gone up about 30 times. And there are very, very few investments that have done that well. And basically, of course, they're simply lying. But the people don't understand what's really going on, the fact that we have a totally fallacious monetary system. Our leaders, of course, into ignoring the Constitution, which requires that certainly the states have their monetary system built upon gold and silver, totally ignoring certainly the wisdom that goes back for thousands of years. They've gone on to another paper currency system, and there's no incidence in all history, no incidence in all history where a paper monetary system has survived as long as ours has, and I don't think this one's going to survive very much longer. It's not a matter of if, but when this whole house of cards comes down, and the vast majority of the American people who believe what their stockbrokers have told them, who believe what they read in Time magazine, and certainly in the controlled medium, when these people are impoverished. And the interesting thing is, apparently, an awful lot of people, certainly even in our unions, and certainly the various the people who are representing our labor unions, are getting to be very, very concerned about what's going on. They're concerned about Obamacare. They're concerned about the stability of our economic system. They're concerned because, of course, the life savings of so many laborers here in America could be readily, simply destroyed in the coming economic crisis. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the audience, you have a question for Melody. She's on the front lines of this battle, and she knows all these things a lot better than I do. Melody, how can people get in touch with you and get your information?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The website, dgscoins.com, DGS, discount gold, silver coins, coins.com is the website. And we also have a brief but very informative newsletter that comes out on a weekly basis. They can sign up at the website for that. And, of course, our radio programs we archive on a daily basis. And they can also listen live from the site.
Well, my understanding is that the president of the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas came out with a report recently, very, very critical of what the central bank is doing, even though they are part and parcel. There are 12 regional banks, and this is just the one in Dallas. They're pointing out that basically we're heading to a really catastrophic situation. You can't keep printing money as you try to keep the economy going, because sooner or later, all this money's out there and something's going to happen. Now, once that money is ever released on the public, the velocity of money will simply create rampant inflation and end up certainly impoverishing the vast majority of the people and destroying the life savings of the vast majority of the American people who've been gullible enough to listen to the so-called financial experts. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, these Fed governors have been coming out since almost a year ago. When the first discussions of pulling back on the $85 billion, I think it actually really started back in December or January of last year, where the idea of putting in the $85 billion is going to have a far worse consequence on the economy than if they didn't start pulling back on it. So it's been going on for a while, the discussion, and certainly it is. But, of course, they use that. I mean, just like, And they use it, and I'm sorry, I do believe it to help keep the pressures on gold down, just like when there was discussions of the IMF selling their certain amount of gold. They used that story for almost a whole year. And every time they brought that story out, every time Bloomberg reported on it or CNBC reported on it, gold dropped. And it is an effort to keep the prices of gold down. They try to shake. It's a psychological impact they try to create to shake buyers out of gold and keep them in paper, and they're doing a fine job of it. And so it's all orchestrated. And I do believe that, you know, people will say the opposite, but I do believe a lot of them, they're all in it together, and they understand what's going on, but they make their statements just to protect them. And I think they really don't care about the people.
And I think it's just so important people understand that back in 2008, when we had the crisis, and because everything is done secret, ladies and gentlemen, in a free society, everything has to be kept secret. And because the Federal Reserve, it was a branch of the government, why, we would have the right to know what they're doing. But the Federal Reserve is not part of the government. It's a privately owned central bank owned by the bankers, of course, and they utilized not, of course, to protect the American people, but to protect the banking industry so they can get their $30, $40, $50 million a year bonuses when you're in a key position. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they really do make that much money on a yearly basis. But basically, of course, what you're basically seeing is that 2008, they put out, now we're able to find out, almost $16 trillion, and they put this to countries, to suddenly banks all over the world, a lot of them over in Europe, to try to keep the whole world financial system from simply collapsing. The problem is, of course, we're in far worse position now than we were then, and all we need is some sort of a trigger, some sort of event. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, well, this is going to end up impoverishing most people. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're simply pointing out that they're lying to us. Basically, if you look at the Federal Statistics, Bureau of Labor Statistics, they will tell you that the rate of unemployment is falling. In other words, we fell to 7.3 or 7.4%. Isn't that wonderful? The rate of unemployment is falling. However, there are more people without jobs. Well, how could the unemployment rate be falling and more people without jobs? Well, it's really very simple. It's the old idea that figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they get well paid by the government. And basically, if you certainly have given up looking for work, or you've not actually applied for a job in 30 days, well, you're no longer unemployed. Now, you're not working, but are not counted in the figures that they tell the suckers out there. I mean, the public, with the U2 or U3 figures. If you look at the U6 figures published by the government, you'll find out what's really going on, but they never quote those figures. And basically, once you certainly have given up looking for work, once you have not been applied for a job in 30 days, you're no longer considered unemployed, even though you are unemployed. The number of people on disability has doubled here in this last 4 or 5 years, up to well over 10 million people are simply on disability, and there's nothing wrong with most of them. They just need a source of income, so they come up with some sort of complaints so they can get on disability, so they can get a government check. The problem is, ladies and gentlemen, that certainly we have very, very real problems. And what's happening is because of Obamacare. Why, of course, if you have more than 50 employees, why you have to cover them with health care insurance? And so basically, a lot of people are simply not employing more than 50 employees, or, as with Walmart, if you have people working for you for more than 30 hours a week, why you have to provide health care insurance. So basically, they're putting people on 29 hours a week, and they can get a couple of jobs, but Walmart is not going to have to put out massive amounts of the money for health care insurance, money that they really can't afford to. Because, of course, the premiums are going to go up. They're going to go up dramatically for many, many reasons. And one is because this whole system is designed to enrich the insurance companies, basically, of course, people who suddenly have pre-existing conditions. They can automatically get insurance without paying additional fees. My son has pre-existing conditions. He has to pay more for his health insurance, and he should. And it's a legitimate thing to do, to ask people to pay more, but under the federal system, why this is not going to be the case, we wouldn't want to discriminate against people just because they had a physical illness. They were going to cost more. We're going to make everybody pay higher and higher premiums, because this is the way we think things should be. And the Obamacare is going to be a disaster right now, and more companies are simply holding back. They don't know what is going to happen as far as their expenses are concerned. And basically, of course, you can only raise the fees for insurance once a year, and we know that they're going to be raised year after year after year. When Medicare came in 1965, why, they guaranteed it would only cost $9 billion by the year 1990. And as Lyndon Johnson said, we can afford $9 billion to take care of the elderly. Well, of course, things worked very well for the first couple of years. But by 1990, why, of course, the Medicare was cost not $9 billion, but $90 billion. Today, it's up in the neighborhood of about $600 between Medicare and Medicaid, $600 billion. And the sky's the limit. There's no end in sight. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, but our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you have a question for our guest, Melody, suddenly, I'm really concerned that Obamacare is going to be an important part, play an important part in Barack Hussein Obama's effort to destroy this nation, because Barack is a dedicated socialist, and there's no better way to destroy this nation than to spend us into oblivion. And that's exactly what he's trying to do. Certainly, it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. Barack Hussein Obama does that every single year. He promised a balanced budget, and he's massively increased suddenly spending. He knows exactly what he's doing, because his loyalty is not to the United States. I heard him suddenly say the other day on television, we are not monitoring your telephone calls. You can believe me. He said this on the Jay Leno program. We're not monitoring your telephone calls. Even NSA will admit that they are monitoring all of the telephone calls. Why would the president go certainly on the Barack, on the Jay Leno show and lie? Because most Americans cannot believe that the president would go onto a nationally televised television program and lie, but he did, and he's lying about his American citizenship as well.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we had Greg calling from Idaho. I don't know what happened to Greg. If you'd like to call back in again, we'll be glad to get to him. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But so the Melody is simply pointing out that so many people are confused today. A lot of people are being told by their brokers and others that basically all you need is a paper receipt for your gold. A paper receipt's just as good as gold. And Melody doesn't believe that. Melody believes that if you have gold, you have to figure out how to take possession of it and how to guard that gold. But this has certainly been what has been done ready for thousands of years by people who wanted to maintain their wealth and have realized that paper currencies always end up in collapse. Paper currencies always end up in collapse. Do any of you know of a paper currency that's been around for as long as ours has? Basically, we had a solvent currency. We had a stable currency up until 1933, when suddenly it got to the point where certainly our currency was no longer backed for American citizens by gold, but it was still stabilized. They simply doubled the price of gold. They stabilized the currency. And we were the stable currency for the entire world up until August 15th, 1971, when Richard Nixon temporarily took us off the gold standard. It was only temporary, ladies and gentlemen. That was only temporary on August 15th, 1971. Of course, we're still never gone back on the gold standard, and we're never going back on the gold standard until this whole system collapses, and the dollar has lost 96% of its value during the past 100 years. And the purpose, of course, for the Federal Reserve System was to sort of create a stable system and maintain the value of our currency. And little by little, of course, what they've done is destroy the value of our currency and progressively undermine the value of the holdings of the American people. While the bankers have made fabulous fortunes, and what most people don't understand is the bankers tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, whose loyalty is not to America or to their clients, but to this internationalist dream. And only when you understand that do things begin to make sense. Well, our number is again 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927 if you have a question or comment. And Melody, again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and how they can get information and what they, in your estimation, they should be doing.
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And when they give us a call, we'll talk about them. I believe portfolios and purchasing of gold and silver is based on what's suitable for folks. But as a general rule, I look to 80% gold, 20% silver. I look to gold as a savings account, silver as a checking account. And as the price of silver rises, I make adjustments on the percentages. But it's a starting point. I have many clients that have, more silver, some have less silver. And again, it comes back to the suitability of each client. We don't lump everybody all together and make recommendations the same for everybody. So we get to know our clients, and we want our clients to know us. We build that relationship. I believe you need to be diversified. I believe you need to have coins that are recognizable and acceptable. I prefer coins over bars. I believe if you put a bar in one hand, if you have a 1 ounce gold bar or a silver bar in one hand, and you have a 1 ounce coin in the other hand, I believe most people, if you offered it to someone or you were going to barter with someone, they would choose the coin over the bar. I do believe there is a time when bars are important for portfolios, but it's the suitability. But for the most case, I believe coins are the way to go for the recognizability and acceptability factor. I believe foreign coins are okay to purchase as long as you, again, stick with the quality and you stick with the items that people will recognize. I like the Swiss franc, the British sovereign. You can go in some other highly recognizable foreign gold, but stay away from the things that, people can't even find some of these countries on a map. So why would you want to hold their coinage?
I think that's great. Let's go to Greg, who's calling us from Idaho. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Greg, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, on a hot subject, Dr. Stan, it's an honor and a privilege to speak to you. And you had Catherine Albright on, who's great, earlier. And gold and silver is a great a deal, but we had a Liberty Expo up here in Coeur d'Alene, and I went to the Liberty Expo, and Mr. Liberty got there and talked about the difference between CNN and Fox News. But, what I guess kind of got left out of the deal was Mr. Zabrinsky and Mr. Gorbachev and Mr. Kissinger all want the new world order and have written books proclaiming such in our, and so his daughter, Nika Zabrinsky, is one of the commentators on CNN. I find that odd that he didn't bring that up. And Fox News, let's go to our commentary on Fox News. Well, he's one of the guys, I forget it, Alex Jones confronts about being at Bohemian Grove, so I don't know,
Well, basically, of course, what you have to understand, Craig, is that there is a group of people out there, a very small group, that run this country, probably 5,000 or 6,000 of them, and they tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they're motivated by a common desire to control the rest of us, and they work through these secret organizations, and they have no hesitation at all of killing their enemies. They have assassination teams. They control both political parties and make mockery of our electoral process. Says, I share your concern. Anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I really respect you and your guests. Sorry I'm off topic, but if you would, please consider interviewing Alex Jones one of these days.
I'll have to see. I've had Alex in the past, but I'll try to get him on again, okay?
You're all right.
I always enjoy Alex. He's a great guest. God bless and thanks very much, Greg. Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I think there are a lot of people out there who know something's wrong. They just can't put it all together. And that's why, of course, I suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or a talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. And if you certainly are to read the book and listen to the talk, you'll know more than 95% of the people in America, and hopefully you'll be in a position to begin planning to preserve your wealth and certainly to preserve your life and your safety in the very, very difficult times that lie ahead. Well, Melody, certainly as you talk to your customers, are there an increasing number who are aware of what's going on, or most of them simply the people who've been around for a long time? Are most people more or less indifferent or certainly uninformed about the very real threat that threatens to wipe out the majority of the American people and impoverish them?
I think mainstream media has done an excellent job on toning down the gold and understanding what's going on. If you could look at the U.S. Treasury numbers for the amount of gold eagles that were sold for August, September's a little bit better, but the low numbers for August go all the way back to 2007. I mean, there were that few 1 ounce gold eagle coins that were sold, even with the fractional pieces. It was a very small number of items or gold coins, ounces that were sold. Silver still seems to be maintaining, but yet there's weakness on it from buyers across the country. So they did an excellent job in calming down the fears. There's no fears whatsoever. There's no concerns whatsoever as far as where the markets are now or where they will be in the future. I think everybody is taking they have a sense of comfort at this level. They've recouped some of their losses and the paper losses, even though they're really probably losing against inflation. But they see as their stocks, as the Dow went from 6,000 to the level that we are today. So they feel that government brought it back once. They'll be able to bring it back again. There's absolutely no fear. So very few people are new coming into the market now. They pretty much have to be smacked in the face with some sort of a situation before they react. They react after the fact. And that's unfortunate because one of these days I believe we're going to wake up to a brand new different world, and I believe products will disappear very quickly. And the secondary market is still tight in some areas. And I believe that'll dry up completely, the secondary market where people sell into the market. And they won't be able to purchase gold. And I believe those who own the gold in the future will really be able to survive. And they will be able to reinvest that gold into different investments, whether it be land or some other sort of investment in the future. Those with gold will be able to prevail and better themselves and their family. They will secure them.
Well, no, basically, should people have a 20-ounce, I mean, 1 ounce gold coins, if they have half-ounce gold coins, if they have 10th-ounce gold coins, what sort of gold coins should they be getting? And the same thing would be true for the silver coins.
Well, I think in the gold, when you go smaller in the size of the gold, the more you pay for your gold. So, again, depending on your budget and how much you're looking to invest in gold, I always recommend going with the larger pieces and then, you know, following up with some small pieces. Small pieces are important, but just keep it in perspective. Keep it balanced. With silver, I say only 1 ounce silver coins, unless you go with the 90% silver, the old quarters, dimes, the 50-cent pieces. I think that's great for your smaller fractional pieces for silver. But once you start getting into these pure half-ounce coins that some of these guys will get manufactured, you end up paying way too much for your silver, because when you sell it back into the market, you're just going to get the regular melt value for it. And I've seen this time and time again. People pay more than what they need to pay, and all they're going to get is a regular bid price on silver, is whether you buy 1 ounce or a half ounce of silver. So stick with the big pieces. You can get the old silver dollars. They're a great investment. They maintain their price very well with this big drop that we saw in silver these past few months. So, again, stick with the basics and be balanced. And make sure you know what you're purchasing. You don't need to own a coin store. You buy quality, and you begin to acquire, and you accumulate. And you have to be dedicated. You have to make that commitment. And you purchase it, and you put it away. And you just take advantage of the knowing that you have gold, the security that it provides, and until the day comes when you will sell a portion of it to reinvest into something else.
Okay, well, let's go to Joe's calling from New Jersey. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-888-24-4648-295. Joe, I have a question or comment for our guest.
Yeah, I have a question for both of you. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Your guest last night, Bill Sardi, Dr. Stan, I'm sure you quite remember well, that he said there's something like $20 to $30 trillion parked offshore that is illegal to be doing that, and the government's going after that money. And he mentioned something that, in effect, if that money, well, when that money comes back in, there's going to be a tremendous boom in the stock market. And I wonder how that's going to affect the price of precious metals.
Well, first of all, we're going to have to see if this comes to pass. But I will tell you, Bill is a very acute observer, and I always put a great deal of credence in what he says. And basically, for the people who are listening out there, Bill is simply pointing out that a lot of the foreign banks are being pressured by our government. I said they do, if they are holding money to, in secret accounts for Americans, that they're putting pressure on those banks to so they let them know. And of course, these Americans are being forced to essentially declare the money, to pay a fine, and to bring it back to the United States, because most foreign banks will not hold American accounts today. Basically, you have to understand that all the banks of the world work together as what I believe is sinister, a conspiracy. And basically, if you have your money overseas, why the government's going to know about it? Because you can't trust your bank. But Bill says that all this money, and he's talking about something like $20 trillion coming back to America. And where will people invest it? They'll invest it, he believes, in the stock market. And basically, if that happens, why, of course, the stock market will just boom, you know, and the tremendous influx of money. And he thinks it could go up to 30 or 40,000, maybe even to 50,000. I don't know whether he's correct or not, but I would think that I do not believe that they will let the price of gold go at this time. The price of gold will go up when they lose control, Joe, and they haven't lost control yet. This is my thoughts. Do you have any thoughts, Melody?
No, I don't. I don't know if that money will go into the stock market. It's just sitting there in cash as it is now. We also know that the FDIC is no longer going to insure also the U.S. banks in foreign bank accounts. So, again, that money will probably also be you know, brought back. There's a lot of people that are giving up their citizenship to the U.S. Because of this. They're giving up their passports and they're giving up their citizenship so they don't have to deal with bringing their money back into this country. So I do believe there's no reason why we couldn't see higher stock market prices. But again, where's the value? Just because the number, we have the number at 15,000 now, but there's no value there. It's being created by government money. There isn't anything real about it.
What you mean is we live in a make-believe financial world.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Joe, I really don't know this answer to your question. I think we're just going to have to wait and watch and see. But I do put a great deal of credence in what Bill Sardi says. He's usually very accurate. He's thought these things through. He has fantastic sources of information, and that's why I put him on, as some of the other people we have. In fact, I talked to a gentleman today who has all sorts of contacts with Israelis over there in Israel, who tell him that it's only a matter of time before they are going to attack Iran. You're not going to hear this on regular channels, but, well, we're just going to have to wait and see. I hope and pray he's wrong, but I wouldn't be at all surprised. And certainly I would think that what Bill is saying doesn't sound rational, but I give it credence, and this is why I put him on, because he is a very reliable individual. Anything else you'd like to say, Joe, before we let you go?
Yeah, just sign off.
Hold on. Okay.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This has been Melody Cedarstrom. Melody, one more time, get your telephone number, your webpage out, and then we'll let you get to bed because I know it's late back there in Pennsylvania. Yes. Go right ahead.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is bgscoins.com, bgscoins.com.
God bless. We'll talk to you later. Okay, fine. That was Melody Cedarstrom. I hope you enjoyed Melody. I always enjoy having her. She supports Radio Liberty, and we appreciate her support. And I will tell you, certainly, Melody's been with us for 8 or 9 years, maybe 10 years, and certainly, I think that she's certainly one of the most reliable people I know as far as certainly business dealings are concerned. And we don't get any complaints at all. I've actually, through the years, I've had to certainly discontinue my relationship with several gold and silver dealers because, of course, the questions had come up. And one of them was a very good friend. I really cared for this man. But he certainly took advantage of one of our listeners and did not provide the gold coins for a matter of many months. And I just didn't feel that I could certainly have my reputation supporting that sort of thing under any circumstances. Melody does a good job. Well, of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, carries a few shows, advertisers, but we're primarily listener supported. And if you're in a position to help us financially, we'd sure love to hear from you, because that's how we're able to keep our programs going on stations all across America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Of course, you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can get the various products we have, and we have all sorts of certainly tape sets and DVD sets and books, and you can see them on our website at readyliberty.com. Or if you'd like a catalog, we'd be glad to send one. But let me mention, we do carry healthcare products, and most people are deficient in magnesium, they're deficient in iodine, they're deficient in vitamin D3. They need additional flavonoids, which really do help to protect them. And all of these items and many other are available through my ministry, Radio Liberty. Basically, men over 60, which should be, I think, most of them taking certainly what we call prostate support. It's very basically a salt palmetto product. And then we have an immune support that's made up of mushrooms that really do boost the immune system. And we recommend that people get a list of the various health products we carry. And Barbara and I take care of most of them, and we're doing fairly well. We think it's important to have the supplementary vitamins and minerals and the other things that are not readily available through ordinary channels. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and certainly you can get a list there. Just ask for the list of the health products we carry. And then, of course, if you'd like additional information, you're always welcome to call us. But I really believe that people do need health care supplements, and I do believe that we are heading into a period of chaos and crisis, and that you should have large supplies of these things on hand, because if anything came up, you wouldn't have access to them. So get yourself certainly a year's supply and keep them on hand. You should have certainly a year's supply of food. Let me mention that certainly through the end of this month, Freeze-Dry Guy is offering specials on almost all of their products, 40% off. You'll never get a deal like this again. I will have to admit, I went out and got some of the food. I think it's important to have. Their telephone number is 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-FOOD. Or 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. But if you're in a position to lay in a supply of food, you should. But you should also lay in a supply of health products. You should have a big Berkey, and you should have extra water filters on hand. Start making your preparations with the idea that maybe something big is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, but if you haven't heard our material on the threat of an EMP attack, you should get the DVD. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.